Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. 17 Till, Little Chicago, bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for going there and using it to your advantage. We got lots of stuff there. Don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter. When you get there, we'll send that to you every Sunday afternoon by email. Get you ready for the week ahead. And also, we have a poll question every week, a different poll a question that we ask right there on the homepage. You can do everything off the homepage that you need to do from us, and including finding the body of work that Stephen Little has deposited with us over the years, and we have available to you in the suite that we prepared for all of our, each one of our Brain Trust members. And Stephen with a V, Little, is right there, and he's here now. Stephen's one of the top growth experts on the planet. Stephen, we were talking about getting ready for an employee opportunity, and I made the scenario that, okay, you're trucking along, you're doing okay, and nothing is really bad enough in your organization that's causing you a lot of pain. You just kind of wish you could take the next step a little quicker, a little easier. And all of a sudden, you meet someone. Someone comes by, or you find out that here's this thoroughbred that's ready to leave a competitor or a big company, or they just relocated, whatever. And here's this thoroughbred that would actually come to work for you, and you haven't made any plans to shoehorn them into your organization. Stephen, that's an eventuality I think is going to present itself to more and more people coming up. And how do we handle that?
Well, first thing I would say is that you're right. There's an awful lot of people that look awfully good. A thoroughbred or any type of they come with papers, right? You can't just look at them and know they're a thoroughbred. And you got to be worried about fraud, or at least, at the very least, really looking at it. Horse traders are notorious for knowing kind of how to really look at a horse.
You got to mouth them, don't you?
Yeah, well, that's what they tell me. And I'm not sure you can do that with an employee, but what I can do is something analogous. What I've always said is I can't train for brain. I can't train a smart person. I can't make them smart, but if they are smart, I can do almost anything with them.
Yeah.
No matter what their pedigree says and what their background says, perfect experience in my industry, and they want to work for me, and they're affordable, and they're here, and but if they aren't of a certain intellect and have been bright gray matter, I don't need them. They're not a true thoroughbred,
exactly.
No matter what the piece of paper says.
I agree with you 100%.
So that's one, is be sure you got a thoroughbred before. And then I'm also somebody who believes that.
Don't just be impressed by their credentials. Because
exactly,
those credentials may not dovetail with what you need and with your organization and with your culture. I've seen that happen before, haven't you? I've seen the CEO.
Absolutely.
I've worked for people who I worked for one guy, and we used to call it the fruit of the month. You know, every month he brings somebody new in that he was impressed with. You know.
Yeah. Right. Just like I can't train for brain, I can't train somebody to be pleasant. No matter how smart they are, or how good a background they have, or how great, or even if they take my business to another level, if they are not pleasant, I don't need them around.
Thank you for saying that. In a small business, especially, there's not any extra elbow room, is there?
Yeah, what we used to do, Jim. I wasn't even planning to bring this up, but I we used to test for pleasantness. You know how we did it?
Wow.
When somebody would come in to interview, no matter what the position was, I would have somebody block them in the parking lot to see how, after they left, how they handled it. You'd find out right away if somebody's pleasant or not.
Yeah.
How they conduct themselves,
right,
when they're not looking.
No,
right?
Kidding. So that's a good way.
They came storming back into the receptionist. You know, I didn't need that person in my place.
I was afraid you were going to say I have somebody spill coffee on them while they're in the office.
might have some lawsuits with that.
Make sure it's cold coffee, but that's
right.
Interesting. No, I agree with you. The pleasant thing is important. I mean, attitude, when in a small business, people have to get along, and if they don't, you know, all the performance in the world is not going to make you happy.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
And the last thing that comes to my mind, Jim, is that, get the smart person, make sure they're smart, that's come in, is that thoroughbred, and be sure that they're culturally can fit in with you. But then I'd also be saying that you don't have to pull the trigger. There's no reason to be in a hurry. And if you lose it because you weren't quick enough, I'm okay with that. I've always been about slower to hire and quicker to fire.
Yeah.
And taking your time. I can remember courting a guy. I still know him to this day. I talked to him just 2 weeks ago. He worked with me for 10 years and helped me build a business, and he was a thoroughbred. And I courted that guy for 2 years. I'm trying to, you know, me trying to convince him and then him trying to convince me and could I afford him. And eventually, you know, it worked out, but it took 2 years to put it together. We worked together successfully for 10.
Yeah. Well,
and then it'd be done in 2 weeks.
Yeah. And I agree with you. The thing about it though, Stephen, I want to make sure that having all the things that you just said that are completely appropriate for this activity we're talking about. But folks, I want to encourage you to be thinking about it. Okay, look at your chessboard and say, okay, if a thoroughbred that fits Stephen's, you would make Stephen Littles really happy in every way. If a thoroughbred like that showed up, and I had a couple of months to put to figure that out, which pieces would I move around? Would I drop that piece off the board? Would I, you know, when I add this person, does that person have to go away? You know, how would I move the pieces around the chessboard? What do you think, Stephen?
Well, and it's also about if they're truly a thoroughbred and somebody that you're thinking could be the person to take over, buy you out, run the joint, you're going to have to at some point make the decision to subjugate your own ego and a little bit of what your role is.
Ouch.
So, yeah. And people sometimes don't, what they want to do is, I want somebody to come in here and build this place up and buy it from me, but I want them to do exactly what I tell them
exactly.
The entire time.
I don't want to have any pain in the process. I was just feeling little pinpricks from my audience out there. Ooh, that hurts a little bit. Hold on to that thought. Stephen Little is our guest. StephenSLittle.com is his website. SmallBusinessAdvocate.com is mine. 10 Till. We'll be right back.
I want.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.